Ladies and gentlemen, good morning, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to the audio conference of the Sanepar for the earnings call of the fourth quarter of 2021. This might contain some forward-looking statements regarding the operational and growth and financial results and growth prospects. These are only projections, as such are based solely on Sanepar's management expectations regarding the future of the business and continued access to capitals in order to finance the company's business plan. Forward-looking statements are not guaranteed of performance. They substantially depend on the changes in market conditions, government rules, the performance of the industry, and Brazilian economy, among other factors, and the risk presented and the disclosure documents filed by Sanepar and are therefore subject to change without prior notice. Now, when we close the presentation, we will close the Q&A. To start, let's give the floor about Matt. Thank you. Good morning, Marcelo. Thank you for being here. For the fourth quarter of 21 and the closing of 21. We have the Director of Investments. We have our Environment Director. We have the managers. We have the RI manager and regulation, João Carlos Tucci. Let's continue. Let's start with the page 2. We already talked about the theme. Page 3. Let's talk about the highlights. Comparing 21 to 2020, the financial indicators presented follow the following variation: 8.4 net revenue growth, net 8.4% growth, 17.6% EBITDA growth, 18.2% net growth, net profit growth. There is an increase in 74,600 water connections, an increase of 71,500 sewage connections. Service index water 100%, sewage 77.3%. Therefore, the 100% of the sewage that was collected was treated. EBITDA margin 2020 40.3%, 21 43.7%. We had an increase of investments 36.3%, and we got in 21. The value of $1,320,000,000. We captured $500 million in 21 in the 11th debenture issuing. We have the AAA Moody and the Fitch rating AA to AAA 2021 Transparency Trophy and the first place. As the infrastructure sector of the Valor Inovação Brasil 2021 award. Let's talk about the operating results. Here, the volume was 0.8% lower than the billed volume in regards to 2020. We have the water crisis throughout 21. There is an increase of connections. We have economies. Units increase 4.6%. We have also the billed volume, marginal growth 0.1%. In sewage, there is lower invoicing in water, therefore lower invoicing in sewage. The economic units increase 0.1%. And then default, there is a 0.5 percentage points, and the operational efficiency and meters connection per day, 4.3. And we have that result. The trials in Paraná, just like in 21, we have the metropolitan region. There is a drought period. On page 6, we can see that on 2021, there were 4 months that were much lower than what we expected for Curitiba, July, September, and November. Fact is, with December and February, our levels of rain are satisfactory, and it allowed for January to have the end of the turnover in Curitiba. At page 7, at the end of December 21, we have 67% of the 4 water reservoirs against 41% of 2020. Page 8, we have our performance indicators. We have our financial, and we have the covenants, reverse of the 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th issues of the debentures. Our contracts were financing with the BNDES and the contracts as well. The contracts that we have with Caixa Econômica. And we have the contracts, the company with the indicators is always fulfilling its financial covenants. Let's talk about the main ones. We have the contracts. One is the EBITDA. We have 2.92. The net bank debt adjusted by the EBITDA, 1.31. Other onerous debts divided by the adjusted EBITDA. We can see that they're very comfortable. And our indebtedness degree, we have 46.5%. We already talked about the indicators, the EBITDA margin, 43.7%, the ROIC, 12.7%, ROE, 15.9%. Next page. We can see the financial performance, the net revenue getting to 5.2 billion with an increase of 8.4%, EBITDA and margin increased 17.6%, getting to 2,273,000,000, margin of 43.7%. Net revenue, a growth. We have a net margin of 22.2%. And then we have an invoice of over 1 billion reais. The expenses that have an impact in the EBITDA, the operating costs and expenses, they grew to 2.2%, and therefore we got 2,931,000,000. Page 11, cash generation. We had a cash management of 1,702,000,000, conversion 74.9%, a variation of an increase 6.6%. Net debt and leverage, we have short-term, 408 million. Long-term, the ones that are over 1 year, 3,713,000,000. Total debt, 4.1 billion. The cash and equivalents, 983 million. And we have the net debt of 3.1 billion reais, comparing to the 2.8 billion of 19 and 20, keeping the covenant of 1.4 times. The weighted average cost of debt was 10.5% in 21, 8% in 2020. Our CAPEX, $1,320,000,000, but the division is 47% water, 45% in sewage, 8% others. Of the total of CAPEX, 71% of the resources, 61% were debt resources, and 39% were equity resources. Next page. We can talk about the quarterly results for 21, fourth quarter. It grew 11.8% in net revenue. The net result grew 13.9%. Income statement, we already talked about the EBITDA growing 8.4%, the net revenue. And the net result grew 18.1%. The main math in regards to 21, in regards to the revenue, we had a readjustment of 5.1% of the February debt, plus the tariff review. There is an increase in the connections, water and sewage, and therefore an increase in revenue. Personnel reduction of 11.3%. That's a result of the PAE that went to, that actually had a lowering of over 100 million reais. Material, 4.4%, positive result, about 10%, a highlight of increase of cost in maintenance, lubricants, and then an increase in resources. Electric energy, 6.6%, 26.7% increase, very representative for the cost. We went from 450 million to 568 million. The main provider of energy is Copel, and that's the June, that's the base date. There is a decrease of 3% of the subsidies, and that impacted the price of energy. Third parties, 2.6% growth. It's controlled. Even though there is an increase. Provisions, 70.9%, with an expressive increase. We have the provisions. There is a reclassification of losses. Labor issues are the main issues. 2019, 84 million. And 2021. So expenses, and then adjusted EBITDA in non-manageable items. We have an increase of 34.4% due to the increase of the IPCA, and it got to 10.6% at the end of 21. IPC, 622 to 9.3. The interest rates are going to close at 4.42, and that's so let's talk about the non-recurring items. 2020, We had a lot of non-recurring items. The main one is the incentive retirement program, PAE. If we remove this effect, we would have the 2021 for adjusted EBITDA, 44%. When we compare 2021, we had very few non-recurrent, the extraordinary losses and the provisions. We have 43.9% of adjusted EBITDA. Next page. We're going to talk about the adjusted EBITDA and non-mandatory items. We had the EBITDA 2.2 billion reais. Non-mandatory items, electricity, treatment materials, fees and charges, 102 million reais. Our EBITDA would be 2.375 billion, and we would get the EBITDA of 45.6%. Next page, the balance sheet. Net debt grew 13.5%. We got to 3.3 billion, impacted mainly by the increase of investments. That went from 3.6 billion to 4.1 billion. On the other hand, cash equivalents, there was an increase of 8.4%. These are the main items. Operating working capital, 594 million. The main variation is the clients. Accounts receivable from customers, 799 to 1.023 billion, a variation of increase 27.9%. We have the provisions going from 544 to 615 million, 13%. Contract assets, an increase of 14%, getting to 1.8 billion. Other assets getting to 1.064 billion. We have the operating working capital turnover, 41 days, comparing to 35 in 2020. Talking about the cash flow, operating activities generated cash of 1.7 billion, an increase of 6.6%. Investment activities consumed 1.3 billion, 36.2% increase. Financing activities, payment of dividends and amortizations had an increase at the end of the year. There is an increase of 108 million, getting to the cash of 983 at the end of 2021. Well, that was the presentation of the numbers regarding the FY of 2021. From on, I am available for questions. We will do the Q&A. If you want to ask your question, type asterisk nine. The first question is from Carolina from Credit Suisse. Good morning. Thank you for the call. Can you give us more detail about the next steps on the readjustments of the tariff review? If you can compare that. Good morning, Carolina. Thank you for the question. Yeah, we have submitted that, the readjustment for the regulatory agency. The information of readjustment is by the AGEPAR. The tariff review, we are still working on the second phase. There were delays for subcontracting the consulting companies, and we had an issue of subcontracting. On February 17th, the company received new proposals, and now we are seeing the base of assets so we can continue with the second phase. Thank you. So a follow-up. There is a delay in the calendar. So the review wouldn't be finished with the readjustment of tariffs. But I imagine that there is no possibility because of delays. And why don't you comment with you? AGEPAR, because of this delay, consulting, we have regulatory and our database needs to be published to start getting the tariff. So really, the adjustment is not factual anymore. And as soon as we have the publication of the new calendar, the next question will be from Milene to JP Morgan. Good morning. I wanted to do a follow-up of the end of the rationing of water in Curitiba. There is an increase of moderate volume, but I wanted to know what the company is waiting. And I wanted to ask you about dividends. You have a payout of 30% connected to the leverage of the company to have a larger distribution. I wanted to understand the decision of the company here. Hello, Milen. I'll give the floor to our president, and he will talk about the end of the turnover. We had that when we got to 80% of reservoir, we would have the end of the turnover. And this is what happened. But 80%, even though Abel talked about the rains, and there is a conjugation of actions, not only rains, but also our program of rational use of water, very strong, and the work that the companies have done. They continue to work. And they ask that you do not increase the level. And with what we have here today, and with a new culture of our population, and even though we have rains below the below average, at least we will have two more years without the turnover problem. At that point, we are very safe. We're very sure. And this is due to a technical issue. In regards to the dividends, we have the distribution, at the end of last year, the company has the business plan for 2026. Still a lot of uncertainties. We have an investment plan that is very good. At the end of last year, the companies needed to submit their proof of economic capacity for reaching the goals. And then we have 99% fulfilling those goals. And even the contracts where you're not getting to the goals, we have the turnover. And remember that the turnover is over, but it doesn't mean then that consumption continues to be normal. It's not pre-crisis. And we do not go back to the previous levels. So it's a very conservative we also have the war that has started. We're very conservative. And this year we still have the elections. And we still have market volatility. I wouldn't say they're more difficult, but they're more expensive. These are the evaluations. And it's more restrictive dividends. Thank you very much. Another clarification here. With the readjustment, there is a public consultation on knowing how the processes will be. Is there a chance of annual readjustment for May, or the two processes might be delayed? The company saw the readjustment. And we will have a few delays. We understand that the normal schedule is draft approval. But since we have a methodology, we understand that adjustments in regards to certain thresholds, we can have an adjustment . We can see that both processes can unfold together . And we remind our guests that to ask a question, type *9 on your telephone . We have the sign of our team and available. We have another question from Pedro Moreira from Atalia Investments. Pedro? Hello. Abel Fabiani. I have a few questions. Continuing with the issue of the second phase of the second RTP, and Ajapar about alternative, regulatory alternatives. We did a follow-up, and it seems that in February, since February, this is in the hands of the regulatory. The company doesn't have a contact with the agency. Is there an expectation? We wanted to continue with the readjustment for the review. But do you have Thank you, Pedro. The company has done contributions. The report has been published. That concern of these schedules is a concern of us and the company. We had at the agency last week or the week before, we were received by the technicians. So yes, we keep that contact almost daily. And also working with a regulatory agency. I'd like to ask a question. What are the actions that you are taking for the bad debt? And also, another question is in regards to the energy expenses. We know that this is significant. There was a consultation to Azepar. Do you have any follow-up in the company? Can it be done briefly? And there is some expectations to increase these actions, or these are projects that are pilot. I'm going to start answering the question of the non-payment. We got to 3.3% in 2020, remembering that in 2020 we had the issue of COVID. And that was in March and April, when there was the issue of COVID. Everybody knows about the importance of water for personal hygiene. And they prohibited the cuts of water. So we have not stopped the provision of water. That is reflected on the increase of the non-payment. In 2021, we had a program in the sense of finding these debts. And we hope we can close this briefly. Two levels before COVID. Now I'm going to give the floor to the president so he can comment in regards to the actions that we have planned. Well, you mentioned the unregulated market. We have been working with our agency. Now there is a deliberation. But it got to a point where the prices were, the believe that 3 months ago, the prices were very high due to the water shortages. We have all the map, everything mapped. All the processes are prepared. This takes about 6 months, but all of this is well elaborated. And now we're just waiting for the markets. And we are working strongly with solar energy. We have the first plant of the country that has been tested for 3 years. And now we will continue to increase the capacity and expanding to the 4 other water reservoirs. And even in third parties, we have biogas. We have been working with the treatment of sewage that works with anaerobic system. And we have the generation of biogas. And that is to understand the quality of biomethane. We have a great increase in biogas. In hydro energy, for example, when we distribute water, we can add turbines and we can do the water treatment, sewage. We have the pilots in order to replicate. So, what we're talking about is a set of actions in the unregulated market with clean energy, renewable energy, trying to find a reduction in our electric energy. And also guaranteeing an autonomy in regards to our water stations, sewage, because of a lack of service. Thank you, Claudia Bell. Thank you for the questions. I remind you that if you have any questions, type *9 on your phone. Should you have any questions, type *9, please, so we can open your line. Next question will be from Thais from Valor Económico. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. I wanted to know more about the process of the economic proof with the regulatory agency of the new legal landmark and signing the additions with the municipality. Are you signing them? And how are you dealing with the issue of not being possible, according to the decree, of renewing, extending this deadline? Thank you.
Good morning, Thais. Thank you for the question. Well, as the decree had predicted, the companies had until December to do the protocol. The company did it with the regulatory agency. We also did the protocol and also we did the process for the National Agency of Water. At the end of 2021, regulatory agency of the state of Paraná and then we can prove the capacity of the company. And with that schedule, there is a decision by the agency predicted on March 17. So we're waiting for the agency. The company has a deadline, but right now, the agency has been very diligent, and the company has answered a lot of questions. In regards to the non-renewal of the contract, we have the proof and the requested terms, and we're waiting with the sector. And then we have the renewals. These are things that have to be better debated.
Thank you.
So now we're getting to the end of the Q&A session. Should you have any questions, please type asterisk 9 on your telephone so we can open your line.
Dear guests, should you want to ask a question or send us a comment, type asterisk 9 on your telephone.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will continue with the Q&A session. Should you have any questions, you can type asterisk nine in your telephone. We have the team of Sonepar available. I guess we now close the Q&A session. We will give the floor to Mr. Alberto Demetrio for the final. Well, in the name of the Executive Board of Directors of Sonepar, we would like to thank you for taking part in this teleconference. Thank you very much. So the earnings call is closed. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.